This is the Fandom Snowflake Challenge 2013, days 14 and 15. Just so you know, before you get too far into this, I haven't written any notes down, or I'm not reading this or anything like that, so it will probably be really ranty, and it'll probably go for about 5 hours or so. So if you're not really into that kind of thing, I would click back. Okay, so I got this idea from Argentum Lupin, who posted this a while ago. I think it was yesterday, or I don't know. And she combined both days 14 and 15, so I'm doing the same thing because I'm lazy. So I guess I'll sort of just combine them both and just rant endlessly. Okay, the first time I got into fandom. I got into fandom sort of properly only a while ago. I think the start of last year or a bit later. I'd sort of ignored fandom for about a year, I guess. Before that, I was just on LJ, just posting stories. I didn't do much art or anything. I didn't really do much stories either because I can't finish a story for my life. So I guess fandom, I was in the same fandom. I guess fandom wasn't really doing it for me because I wasn't really in the right place because everyone was leaving LJ at the time. This is in, like, 2010-ish, 2009. I sort of lurked still. There was a year, though, where I just didn't do anything at all. And that was, like, 2011, maybe a bit 2010. And before that, I didn't have a very active FLIST. I wasn't very active. I didn't know the people on my FLIST very well. So I was sort of drifting around, I didn't have a fandom. I still considered myself part of fandom. I have not left my fandom. I'm very monogamous? I'm very loyal to my fandom. I cannot say that word. So I did that. In early 2012, I think I got a Dreamwidth account for the first time, and I started adding people. And it was actually really cool because a lot of the people I added were writers that I really admired in the fandom, so I had a bit of celebrity sort of, like, whoa, this person wrote this amazing fic, and now they're talking to me, and they comment on my posts. This is nuts. And then I got into Podfic. I always sort of wanted to try podficking, I guess. I think the first time I listened to a podfic was probably in 2009, 2010. It was probably a Panic at the Disco podfic. I have no idea which one it was, but I sort of thought, hey, that might be fun. So I just sort of went, right, I'm going to plunge into fandom. I'm going to plunge back into my fandom. So I went out and bought a microphone and I recorded some fic and I posted it and I got amazing responses. I got, I don't really keep track of how many comments I get or anything, but, I do remember that the ones I got were just amazing and, like, I'm still getting feedback on it. it's just amazing to... Because before this, I had posted things, but I'd never get very much feedback, because I'm not a very good writer. Maybe I wasn't posting them really to the right places either. But as soon as I posted Podfic, it was like, okay, people enjoy this thing that I do, which is really amazing, because I just thought I'd post it and everyone would ignore it or whatever. But people really liked it, and then I got more friends on my FLIST, and I started drawing again for fan art for fandom, which I hadn't done in years. And I got more feedback on that, and I just started interacting with other people in the fandom and leaving more. I never used to leave comments, I used to just lurk. I started leaving comments. I really love giving feedback to people, I guess. I really love doing those really long detailed comments, just because I like getting those, so I leave them for people as well. Oh, I'm sort of going off track a bit, aren't I? I guess that counts for day 15, a lovely comment you've received or have left for someone. That does count. I wasn't going off track at all. Yeah, I guess that's part of my favourite thing about fandom in general, is not specifically the feedback, but just, I guess, even the acceptance that you get. Like, I don't know if it's just this fandom or if it's every fandom, but as soon as I, like, arrived and started making Podfic, it was, like, everyone just really accepted me, and I stopped feeling like a new kid, and now it's just sort of something I do, and I really enjoy it. And I wouldn't enjoy it as much if the people in the fandom weren't so amazing. I guess we're getting into the love letter thing now. Yeah, and so then I started doing Podfic Bingo, and I think by this time it was maybe June, so I'd missed out on most of the starting of, like, Amplificathon, those things they do, the points thing. I still haven't actually worked that out. I'd missed most of those things, but I just sort of, I podficked what I wanted and I drew what I wanted, which was great at the time because I was doing year 12 and I was doing art, and so I had to draw things, which is the shittest thing ever. It's like turning something you like into something you hate because you have to do it. But, which is why I want to be an illustrator. But it was like this great release. I could just go home and ignore my homework, and I could draw whatever I wanted for fandom, and I would get amazing feedback on it, and people would talk about it, and then I ended up getting a Twitter, which was actually amazing, because someone announced my arrival on Twitter. I think it was Akamine-chan, which was really great. I just felt so welcomed. So I obviously friended, followed a lot of people, and people followed me back, which was amazing, or just followed me without me following them, which I thought was just incredible. Because it's, you know, I'm not really the kind of person that people find interesting or whatever. So people think I'm interesting here, because I guess I am interesting, sort of, in fandom terms. In real life, not so much. But, yeah. What else? Oh, and also all the advice people are willing to give, especially Podfic people, I find that they're just really helpful, and not in, like, a condescending way. They're just so lovely. Thank you, Podfic fandom. So, I guess maybe that wraps it up. Probably it doesn't. I probably left something out. But I think I'm going on about, I don't know, I've only been talking for 10 minutes. That's crazy. But I will stop talking at you now, if you're still listening. And yeah. Thank you, fandom. Anyway, see you, and thanks for existing.